AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. America's relationship with a longtime foe took two giant leaps forward this weekend when Iran released four Americans in a prisoner swap after locking in last summer's nuclear deal and getting sanctions relief. Nagma Abedini is the wife of a pastor freed by Iran in Boise. She says she learned to trust God more than her public efforts to win her husband's release.
As soon as I let go and just focus on praying and fasting and just trusting God and living in the moment with my kids and taking time to heal and spend time with my kids is when I got the surprise.
Three of the American detainees are being evaluated at a U.S. military hospital in Germany. The U.S. Embassy has confirmed that several Americans have gone missing in Iraq after local media reported that three Americans had been kidnapped in Baghdad. In last night's Democratic presidential debate in Charleston, South Carolina, the two top contenders argued about health care and Bernie Sanders' new proposal to guarantee health care for every American.
What this is really about is not the rational way to go forward. It's Medicare for all. It is whether we have the guts to stand up to the private insurance companies and all of their money and the pharmaceutical industry.
Also on NBC, Hillary Clinton disagreed with Sanders' idea to replace the Affordable Care Act.
There are things we can do to improve it, but to tear it up and start over again, pushing our country back into that kind of a contentious debate, I think is the wrong direction.
I have to talk about something.
It'll be a cold one again today in a handful of states. The National Weather Service says lake effect snow warnings are in place for northwest Michigan, northeast Ohio, northwest Pennsylvania, southwestern New York, and upstate New York. Today is the 30th anniversary of the federal holiday honoring the slain civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. Civic leaders, activists, artists, and others will be commemorating the day. This is AP Radio News. In the NFL playoffs, a late fourth quarter touchdown lifted Denver past Pittsburgh.
The Broncos punched their ticket to the AFC title game with a come-from-behind 23-16 victory. Denver will host the New England Patriots next Sunday. Trailing ever since late in the first quarter, the Broncos took the lead for good at 20-13 with 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter, thanks to C.J. Anderson's one-yard run on third and goal. Peyton Manning threw to Demaryius Thomas for a two-point conversion. Denver then added a Brandon McManus field goal, his fifth of the game. Bruce Morton, Denver.
TV's Mr. Robot and its star Rami Malek won the Critics' Choice Awards last night on A&E.
From Elliot, I've learned that it's not just good to be different, it's better to be different. Thank you.
Spotlight won the top movie prize. Mad Max took 9 awards. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.